Are you with us?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks.
Great.
A lot. How's things up there at your place?
Oh, getting cleaned up.
You're doing the fall cleanup?
Fall cleanup, yeah. But I did cover everything, so if you come, you know, well, last week over 3/4 of the garden was still there. Now only about a quarter. So,
mm-hmm. You've made progress.
Yeah, all the squash have been harvested. The Hopi pink corn's been harvested, and that's actually been husked and sorted. And I got the stuff set aside that I want to have for seed for the next time I plant it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got the pinto beans out, and they're drying on tarps right now.
Okay.
And what else am I doing? Oh, I had let some of the cucumbers get really big for seed, so I've just cleaned those up, got the seed out of those, and you got to let those soak for a day, and then I'll start cleaning them up tomorrow.
I see. And are you doing any planting or anything like that?
Let's see. Wheat got planted the first or second of October, right in there at the beginning of October. So I planted some wheat, and the only thing that I'll be planting in, towards the end of the month is the garlic. And otherwise, I'm done planting. Oh, I might, if I get to it, I might make one bed and plant, say, in late November, early December. I'll plant lettuce and spinach and parsley, cilantro, those kind of things, and they'll come up in March.
Hi, yeah. This is Campbell over here.
Yeah, hi, Campbell.
How are you?
Good.
Patrick is, I think he's back. Are you back, Patrick?
No, I'm not quite back. I'm still doing something else.
He's doing prep work, so I'm taking over.
Okay.
So it sounds like you've got some... You've got something to do all the time, it sounds like to me.
All the time, always thanks. And this year, the garlic patches, where I'm going to plant the garlic for next year, well, it got pretty, the grass grew into it, so that's what's slowing me down is digging out the grass. But also, rain, can't do much digging when it's that wet.
No, really muddy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so I'm just sorting through things and enjoying the fall weather, and also looking forward to a long winter rest.
Yeah, but I understand that we always have something we can do all winter long, even though it's frozen ground and it's cold outside.
Oh yeah.
What are some of those things that you?
Well, some of those things I'll be cleaning seed. Mm-hmm. Like I have 2 5-gallon buckets of carrot seed. I'll be sorting through. I have 2 5-gallon buckets of pole bean seeds. Got to be threshed and cleaned and sorted through. Melon seeds, those kind of things are all being cleaned. And then grain, all the grains will be cleaned out and sorted and put away. So I'm doing that clear into probably February.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day, do a little bit. Those things, and then I look at what seeds that I'm going to have to grow out for the next year. They might be getting a little old or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I haven't figured out which onions I'm going to grow out for seed next year, and I think I'm going to be growing Danvers half-long carrots out. So I have to go look at my seed collection out there and see the dates on them.
Right. Hey, how old can seeds be before they're too old to use?
It's different for different things.
That's a good question.
I've planted carrots that are over 10 seeds that are carrot seeds that are 10 years old.
Uh-huh. And they still...
Cabbage seed seems to last a long time.
Uh-huh.
Onions seem to be about 5 years. Your bigger seeds, your melon seeds. And I'm not sure about the squash, but the melon seeds, the older they get, the better they get.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
In what way do they get better?
They get better germination.
Hmm.
And I don't quite understand that. I just have read that. Let's see. Parsnips, I've saved seeds. They say they're only good for 1 year. I've used them for 2. I haven't tried beyond that.
Okay.
So it's all lettuce, maybe 5 years.
Wow. I've got thousands of old seed packets. Not thousands, but tens and tens of, you know, that just didn't get used in a given year, and it's like become a
collection.
Bigger than a shoebox.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Kind of, well, certain stuff, I mean, the bigger seeds you can sprout and see if they are going to germinate. And like carrot seeds and lettuce seed, you can sprout them, but you can also put them in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
And that might revitalize them.
That's interesting. I would have never thought of those kind of things.
Yeah.
So is it a rule of thumb, Lance, that the newer the seed, the more vital it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just some, like I said, melons, the older they get, the better they get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that at all. But
yeah, and you know, it, let's see, beans, 10 to 12 years.
You're an old melon. Okay, so what are you doing at this point in the garden preparing for the coming early winter and late fall?
Well, I'm just cleaning up things is the main thing. I'm turning soil. I that as areas get cleaned up, and any garden refuse, any plant material, I actually rake up and put in the compost.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's diseased, anything that's diseased, I mentioned earlier on, maybe in August, that I actually have two grapevines that I need to cut down to the ground. I've not yet done that, but I will.
Is that because they're diseased?
Yeah, they had a disease called, or have a disease called dead arm.
Dead arm?
Yeah.
Once the branches go out and they just don't...
Yeah, they sprout a little bit, get 9 to 12 inches longer, then they just die. And I didn't notice it soon enough, and it spread to some of the bigger, more vigorous vines, our canes. Mm. So that has to, they have to be cut down.
So was that more or less symptomatic that they needed to be cut back anyways?
No. It comes in, for some reason, it comes in the new cuts. When you prune in the spring is where it comes from, and it's in the air. Or maybe I pruned someplace and didn't sterilize my pruners. You know, it could be as simple as that.
Is it a good rule of thumb to do your pruning of grapes in the fall?
No. April.
April.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have an associate that I was looking at his garden, and he was complaining to me about his potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he planted his potatoes back in the spring, and he watered them what he thought was a reasonable amount throughout the summer, and he went to harvest them, and they were all, none of them were any bigger than a lemon. And most of them are really, really smaller than that.
Uh-huh. Well, I've mentioned in the past, potatoes, you're almost watering them too much if you're watering every 2 weeks. Okay. And then the other thing is they don't want fertilizer. So if you put good compost in there or fresh manure, or if it's really rich soil as it is, that's the other thing. So you actually have to water even less.
And that will stop them from creating potatoes?
Well, no, it will. Yes, what happens when they get too much fertilizer, too much water, is they grow, and they don't produce the potatoes.
Oh, that's interesting. It sounds so counterintuitive.
Yeah, so you have to stress them. Hmm. And certain plants are like that. Plus, tomatoes are like that.
I've observed that.
Eggplant. Mm-hmm. Lots of your herbs, if you want the more higher quality flavoring at a certain point, you cut back on the watering.
That's good to know.
You know, to get those flavors out in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So stressing them without water or is usually the main way to do it.
Okay. Well, that about brings us to the end of the program, unless you have some other information you want to share.
No, good. Oh, there was one question that didn't make it on at the end of the show last week.
What's that?
And somebody was calling wanting to know about planting fruit trees. And I don't know if it got back to them. But, yes, you can plant fruit trees now or any thing that's in a pot. I would not recommend bare root. But if it's in a pot, you can go ahead and plant it. And just make sure if it's a dry winter to keep it moist once every 2 or 3 weeks.
So if it's in a pot, you leave it in the pot or you put it
in
the ground?
No, you plant it. You plant it. Yeah, okay. October is a very good month for that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Lance, for giving us a call and helping us out today. And we'll be talking to you next week.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye, Lance.
Bye.